You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Are there any big takeaways you thought? Because for me, there was only really one game that went not according to what everybody thought, and that was the Raiders beating the Cowboys. I bet that probably ruined a bunch of people's parlays.
Oh, you know it did. The only takeaway, well, I had a couple takeaways from yesterday's slate. Number one is the Cowboys' defense is not as good as perhaps we thought it was. Now, they're very good at creating turnovers, but overall, remember, this is a defense that didn't just suddenly become great overnight. I think we kind of got stuck, or maybe we got pulled into that narrative because they were so bad last year, Chelsea, that any sort of improvement, we were going to say, hey, look at that Dallas defense. Now, Micah Parsons is no joke. That guy is a flat-out player. But as we saw, Derek Carr just lit up Dallas for 373 yards last night. He had a monster game. So the Cowboys have a better defense, but they don't have a great defense. Don't get fooled into that. And that's one of those things that, again, that was their bugaboo last year and something to keep in mind if you're going to bet on Dallas moving forward. And then also, I'm not sold on the Bears. Good for Matt Nagy and saving his job perhaps for another week. But the Lions also shot themselves in the foot. They just did an awful job yesterday. Towards the end of that game, they called back-to-back timeouts. I mean, my God, when is the last time you saw that? So here's Matt Nagy, relieved that he's still employed, and you can hear that, even some confidence in his voice after the game.
When there's distractions, which is in every sport, in all facts of life, there's always going to be distractions. It's how you handle them. And again, we got the win today, and it could have went a lot of different ways, but the reason why we got the win is because of how they handled the distractions, you know? And again, that's where, to me, when you're in this business and you lead people, it's my job to make sure of honest and open communication. And that's where, for me, I just can't tell you how much this win means today to me because of what they did.
You know what's awesome about this? It's just that it's amazing how different he sounds because he beat the Lions. Like, he's a different man. You know, really, guys, it's about open and honest communication. This is good for us. He sounds like a different man. 7-1 lifetime against the Lions. I'm not particularly impressed, but again, he survives for another week.
Yeah, Matt Nagy bragging about beating the Lions by 2 points is like somebody who works out for a week and then thinks that they are some kind of fitness influencer. Like, we've seen it on Instagram, people who think they are these gurus for working out because they've gone to a gym for a week. So that's kind of how Matt Nagy sounds here. Like, I'm not sure if he should be bragging. I think his job still is definitely in jeopardy. So I'm not sure where the confidence is coming from. Like, I'm sure the win felt great, and maybe it was, you know, a big middle finger to the people saying he was going to lose his job. But still, like, you beat the Lions by 2 points. Is it really worth celebrating?
Yeah, and the Lions were on their last possession of that game, were around midfield and had, what, 3 consecutive penalties or something ridiculous? So the Bears and Andy Dalton had a good game for Andy Dalton. He was good. But let's not act like the Bears went out and just dominated. The Bears beat the Lions by 2, okay? So the idea that Matt Nagy has somehow turned the page and figured things out in Chicago is a misnomer. It's just not true.
Yeah, so moving forward for the Bears, Matt Nagy has said Justin Fields will start if healthy. And next up, the Bears have the Cardinals. So I don't see that one being the same game script as this game against the Lions. And then next up for the Lions, they've got the Vikings. Do you think the Lions win a game? Like, they have already, you know, torn up the tickets for an 0-17 season, but looking at their schedule, like, I'm not sure if there's a win in there. Like, maybe the Falcons, but I don't think the Lions win a game.
I don't think so either. And yesterday was brutal. Dan Campbell deserves the criticism that he's going to get for that last drive and then for the two consecutive timeouts. The referees are supposed to ignore that second timeout, but they didn't because the sideline was so definitive and saying, no, we want another timeout. But if you look at their schedule, like you mentioned, Chelsea, next week they host the Vikings, then they go to Denver, then they host the Cardinals, then they go to Atlanta, maybe, then they go to Seattle, and then they host the Packers to close out the season. If you're looking at that schedule, it's all about that December 26th game against the Falcons in the ATL. And I would certainly take the Falcons there. I think Detroit goes winless. I really do.
All right. So let's talk about, you know, something a little less depressing. And let's talk about the Cowboys and Raiders for a second. Just because I thought that was the best game last night. And I think a lot of people didn't see the Raiders winning this one outright. The Cowboys have been pretty solid at home. But again, they're pretty banged up, even though Darren Waller left this game early on for the Raiders as well. And then speaking of injuries, the Bills Saints, not the greatest game to watch on TV. The Bills won that one easily, 31-6. It almost looked too obvious with the laundry list of injuries for the Saints.
Yeah, the Saints are just, they're just a wreck right now. Look at where they are. Alvin Kamara out, Mark Ingram out, Jameis Winston out. So you've got no backfield, and you've got Trevor Siemian, who was 0 for 6 passing on third downs, 163 yards total. As I'm reading this, Chelsea, I'm so mad I didn't lay the points with the Bills. I got scared away because I saw some bettors I respect on the Saints as this number kept going up and up and up. But ultimately, the Saints are a mess. They've lost four straight games. And moving forward, if you're looking at betting on a New Orleans game, they might be a good fade candidate. Keep that in mind because they are so banged up right now. It's one thing to be in a situational spot where maybe you can cover or maybe it's a good bounce back spot, whatever it may be. But they're so banged up, they just don't have the talent to compete with anybody right now.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's bachelorette bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And also maybe a team to consider when looking at totals, because they still do have a decent defense, but their defense can't, you know, play the entire game on the field, because that's the problem when you have such a pedestrian offense, that it puts way more pressure on your defense and they just have to play longer. So maybe that was the case yesterday and why they gave up so many points. But I think at this point in the season, you look at these teams who are heavily injured, and you're right, I think they are good fade candidates throughout the season. But if you want the best segments and best interviews from our show delivered straight to your phone, then subscribe and follow the Daily Tip wherever you get your podcast. It's all in BetQL and all available on the Odyssey app. Well, Jinx, it's time now for our BetQL NFL five-star best bets. Last night, they had the Saints plus 6.5. That was not a best bet. That was a loser. So next up, they've got the Jets and Texans under 44.5. As a five-star best bet. Will you be riding with the mainframe? Beep, boop, beep.
Beep, bop, boop, boop, boop. I'm a loser. No, I won't. You know what? I'm going to admit something, and I shouldn't admit this because I don't listen to the Donkster. Everybody knows this. But I got a little bit influenced because the Chalk Donkey did its calculations and said, I like the Saints. plus 6.5. This wasn't a one-star bet. This wasn't a half-star bet. This was a five-star best bet. And even though I try not to pay attention, those flashing lights from the donkster, they got in my head, and I saw, oh, five-star best bet? Saints plus 6.5? Maybe I'll stay away from the Bills. And what happened? The Saints got crushed. So I am staying away completely from anything this guy has to say.
Well, in the man versus machine, a battle that we're all constantly under in the year 2021, sometimes you have an edge over the calculations and the algorithms when you see something that doesn't really fit the mold, because you've got to look at these stats critically. And for the Saints, it was that they had a laundry list of injuries, so you can't look at their past numbers and their past stats exactly the same when they don't have their entire offense out there. It is different, so suck it, machine. The humans got you this time.
Yeah, well, we'll go with the man.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.